Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. The verdict was given in the trial of the police car set on fire in Paris last year. 8 people have been accused and are convicted, sentenced from 1 to 7 years in prison for the heaviest sentence. 1 person is still on the run, and another has been released. In politics, his visit is very much awaited. This is the last step of the general estates for food. Emmanuel Macron is in the market of Rungis this afternoon. The head of state must make announcements regarding the incomes of farmers, but also on the prices in major retail stores with an aim to satisfy both parties. Nicolas Hulot is not throwing in the towel. The Minister of Ecology proposes to tax concrete workers, that is to say builders who invest in natural spaces. The money collected would be used to finance the protection of biodiversity. In the right, we will know tonight the names of the candidates for the presidency of the party Les Républicains. For now, only 3 of them have obtained the famous sponsorships, Maëlle de Calon, Florence Portelli, and the favorite Laurent Wauquiez. And the Republicans have set their ultimatum for this evening. Édouard Philippe, Gérald Darmanin, and other members of the government, as well as deputies, still have a couple of hours to explain to their party why they have joined the majority. For now, there is still radio silence. As a consequence of their rallying, they could be excluded as of today from the Republican Party. Scandal in Hollywood. One of the most powerful producers of American cinema is in turmoil. Harvey Weinstein is accused of sexual assault by several actresses, including Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Asia Argento, and even the French actresses Emma de Caunes and Judith Godrèche. Charges are pouring in. Harvey Weinstein is now a pariah in Hollywood, and he was let go from his company. And there is a much-awaited answer from Madrid. The Spanish government has met this morning to decide on the measures to be taken after the declaration of Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. The head of the region has promised independence, but leaves the door open for negotiations. In soccer, Les Bleus will be next summer in Russia. The French team qualified for the World Cup after a victory 2-1 against Belarus last night. Portugal is also confirmed, and Argentina is relieved, thanks to Lionel Messi, author of a hat-trick yesterday against Ecuador. And December 1st is an important date for the Rolling Stone fans. The British group announced the release of a new album that day, an album that will be titled On Air, and which will include live sessions as well as unpublished titles. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.